Hi, everyone.
That was good. All right. Shh.
My name is Bryce Jansen, and I'm from a small town in Leopold, Missouri. And I would like to share with you an encounter I had with God during adoration that really showed the depth of his love for me. So if statistics are correct, most of you wear some kind of contact lens, glasses, something of that sort. Yeah, yeah. So you know that feeling when you take out your contacts or you take off your glasses and like everything's like a whole new world? Like you're stumbling into tables, you're hitting doorways, you trip over a cat and you don't even have a cat. Like it's just, the world is just blurry. And that blurriness, that's what I felt with God most of my life. So I was born and raised a Catholic, so I knew all the prayers. I went to Mass every Sunday. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, now I lay me down to sleep. So I had never really had a personal connection with God. God was only real to me when he was angry. So if something bad would happen, I'd go, okay, God, what did I do wrong this time? You know, what could I possibly have done to upset you? So I had spent most of my life like this, but I still lived a life as a Catholic. So of course I was railroaded into being a part of my youth group. And when I went to my first praise and worship adoration, like I saw people truly experiencing God. Some were just praying silently, some had their hands up, some were on the ground, and I was just there tapping my foot. When is this gonna get over? But then the priest broke the mold. After the exposition, as we're all kneeling, he goes, look at him. Look at he who died for you. And I looked up at the monstrance, and I locked eyes with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And suddenly, everything came into focus. When Christ was hanging on the cross, he felt every single sin I would ever commit, and he said, you know what? She's worth dying for anyway. My name was on his lips as he took his last breath, and it was resurrected again on Easter Sunday. And you know what? That kind of love isn't blurry. It's totally, completely in focus. If God had loved me that much, why was I lukewarm? Why did I keep distancing myself from him? So that night, I opened my heart, I opened my mind, I opened my hands, and I said, Lord, this is me. Fix my brokenness. And he did. And so after that, my life changed. I started to see Christ in the small things in life. Like, I just got to jam out to Let It Go. If that's not God, I don't know what is. Yeah. But I still have struggles. God still gets a little blurry sometimes. I still feel like when I did something wrong, he's going to punish me. But when that happens, I try and put my glasses back on. God, open my heart, open my mind, open my soul. Let me live my entire life through you. So tonight, during adoration, I challenge all of you, look at Christ, see his sacrifice, look at him in the eye. If you put on your glasses, he might be a lot closer than you think. God bless everybody.